From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kassel, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Thank you all so much. Listen, we have a pretty good show for you today. For a while now, we have been trying to get Hillary Clinton on this show. Obvious choice. Amazing, pioneering first lady, then a U.S. senator, presidential candidate, now secretary of state. But we just can't make it work. Her schedule is crazy. So we're going to go with someone with just a little more time in his hands, her husband. President Bill Clinton will join us later to play Not My Job. But first, we'd like to have a state visit with you. Give us a call. It's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ayla Overcash from Bend, Oregon.
Hey, Ayla Overcast.
Cash.
Overcash?
Yep.
Okay, nice to have you with us. Bend is, where is Bend?
Central Oregon.
Central Oregon. What do you do there?
Very little. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a teacher librarian and an English teacher.
Oh, wow. Teaching kids to read. Are they still interested in books?
It depends on the kid. Mm-hmm. A lot of them do them electronically now, which is kind of, I'm moving that way myself.
Yeah. When you hand them a book, do they start poking at the cover, expecting it to somehow move?
They do, as a matter of fact. Yeah. They're kind of thrown by them, but I keep Band-Aids in the library for paper cuts.
Well done. Well, welcome to our show, Ayla. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to one of the founders of the Axis of Evil comedy tour, stand-up comic Mr. Maz Jobrani.
Hey.
Hi.
Also say hello to an author and the man the New York Times calls an obscure, semi-famous humorist, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hi, Ayla.
And we are pleased to welcome, making her Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me debut, a comedian performing June 28th at Central Park Summer Stage in New York, Ms. Jessie Klein is here.
Hi. Hi.
Ayla, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Kassel is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, Carl's voice on your very own home answering machine or voicemail. You ready to go?
I'm so nervous.
Don't be.
Okay.
But are you ready?
I really want this prize. I'm ready.
All right. Focus. We can do this together. Here's your first quote.
How long before every Happy Meal box carries a photo of a 350-pound man with his shirt off?
That was the blog Hot Air grumbling at the new graphic warning labels revealed this week for what?
Cigarette packages.
Yes, indeed. Cigarette packages. Apparently, the president snuck out back of the Rose Garden for one smoke too many because the FDA has finally decided to get graphic about it. No more, the Surgeon General has determined that's... No. The new warning labels say cigarettes cause cancer and smoking can kill you and have graphic pictures to prove it, like diseased lungs and a corpse. Can you imagine the phone call that guy got? The bad news, your cancer is terminal. The good news, I got you a modeling job.
You know, with young smokers, these are just going to become collectibles.
Oh, yeah. I'll trade
you. Did you get the one with the stiff?
I'll trade you two diseased lungs for a tracheotomy.
You know what they should do? They should put the cigarettes in those plastic things that, you know, that electronic equipment comes in that you can't open.
Yeah.
That would slow down.
That would dissuade them. Oh. Yeah. Blister packs.
That's it. Blister pack cigarettes. That's it.
The other problem is that cigarette smokers get stressed out so easily. They'll look at that picture and be like, oh, God, I need a smoke.
That's true. Are they going to extend this to other things? Are they going to sell little bags of potato chips with a mirror on them? Ayla, here is your next quote.
Spending $1 billion and dropping bombs sounds like hostilities to me.
That was Senator Jim Webb talking about the Obama administration, insisting that it doesn't count as hostilities, even if they're continually dropping bombs on what?
Libya.
Yes, yes indeed. Libyan war. Very good. President has a problem. We've been bombing Libya for months, but the War Powers Act says he has to get congressional approval within 90 days since, quote, the start of hostilities, unquote. So what's a president to do if he's afraid Congress won't give him that approval? Refuse to call it hostilities. Then there's no congressional approval needed. So this bombing campaign is friend-stilities. We're not at war with Libya. We're just having a rough spot in our relationship. We're getting some relationship counseling, and to make sure we don't seem hostile, we're careful to make only I statements. I feel that you should be blown up.
You know, we're not the ones in the fight, but we're kind of holding the coat for the guy that's in the fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But just to be sure, there's no hard feelings, not hostile. We're sending over two drones at once. The first one drops the bomb. The second one drops a note with some compliments. Oh, that crater makes you look thin. Here is your last quote.
So far today, he's gotten his name, phone number, and address wrong. That's a rough day in first grade.
That was pundit Jameson Fosser, somewhat gleefully enjoying the bad day experienced by the former ambassador to China, John Huntsman, as he announced his intention to get what new job?
President.
Yes, he wants to be president. He made his announcement. Proving he fits in with the rest of the GOP field, John Huntsman started his campaign by screwing it up. That's John Huntsman, John without an H, by the way. That is not what you would have seen if you went to his campaign website on the day of his launch. They spelled his name wrong, and they asked people to contact his campaign, located at 123 Main Street, by calling 123-456-7890. A number so generic and meaningless, if you called it, Tim Pawlenty would answer.
But the guy's got great teeth.
I don't know. You know, the only thing about the whole perfect hair and teeth, I mean, I don't know a ton about him, but I've obviously seen a lot of him this week. I think he's wearing too much makeup or something. Like, to me, he looks like a wax figure of John Huntsman.
Really?
He has, like, a Madame Tussauds quality to him if you look closely on TV.
It's like he's already been president, and this is the exhibit from the Hall of Presidents.
Yes, he's a little, like, there's an
hello,
animatronic.
I am John Huntsman.
Yes, a little bit.
We're wondering, though, I mean, his big problem is he has to get over this fact that he worked for the Obama administration. And that's a problem for the GOP base. Maybe he should take the Tiger Woods route, confess what he's done, say he has an illness, and check into the Malibu Center for Recovering Moderates.
Or he could take the Barack route and say, as you say, these aren't hostilities. You say, I wasn't really working. The word working. How do you define working?
Yeah. I did a terrible job as ambassador to China. Well, I just sat around and ate dim sum all day.
I messed it up on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I imported lead-based toys. Helped that happen.
Carl, how did Ayla do in our quiz?
Ayla, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Yay!
Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.